All right, welcome back here to South Fayette High School. Rusty Pettit alongside Scott Moore getting ready for the finals here. They're getting ready to do the Parade of Champions. How they'll do this, we'll get you set up on the mat. You can see the finalists lining up there on mat number two. That'll be the championship bouts there on the upper right part of your screen. And once again, thank you for joining us. This is greensports.net and also WJPA Sports Network. And we want to thank our sponsors, Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experience proven and highly qualified contractor since 2007. Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Saris Candy, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at Advanced Surgical Hospital. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years, North Franklin Drive in Washington. And the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington and on Main Street in Hickory. Online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. Mr. Scott, do you want to go down and give us the finals real quick here before we get started?
Here we go. Kicking things off at 107 pounds in the finals from Peters Township, Nicholas McGarity. Be taking on Jonathan Emma, a freshman out of Mount Lebanon. At 114 pounds, it's Alero Montoya of Mount Lebanon. He's a senior. His record is 7-1. That's it. He'll be taking in the finals. The second seed, Caden Harbert out of West Allegheny. He is also a senior with a record of 31-10. At 121 pounds, it'll be Collier Hartman of Canada McMillan, a sophomore, and he'll be matched up with the second seed out of Trinity, Dom Canelli of Trinity, and he is has a record of 35-8. 127, Andrew Benny, the top seed, the senior out of Kanemack against the senior from Waynesburg, Kyle Shiftek, and that will take place at 127 pounds. At 133 pounds, Mason Kernan out of Bethel Park. He's a senior taking on Ramil Isimov of Baldwin. He is 31-1, and he is a junior. At 139 pounds, it will be Blake Rainier of Trinity, the top seed, and he'll be matched up with the third seed, Ryder Joseph of Canada McMillan. Ryder's record is 16-5. At 145 pounds, it'll be T.J. Allison of Trinity, and he'll be matched up with the third seed, Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. At 152 pounds, Nick Jones of West Allegheny. He's in the finals. He's a senior, and he'll be matched up with the junior out of South Fayette, Luke Dunlop. He is 30-4. Keith Minson, the top seed from Baldwin, is at 160 pounds. His record is 33-3. He'll be matched up with Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley. He is 26-7. At 172 pounds, it's Bode Morgan of Trinity, and he is 22-3. He's a senior taking on Parker Knave of Peters Township. He is a junior. His overall record, 34-8. At 189 pounds, Robbie Allison is the top seed from Trinity. His record is 22-2. He is the top seed. He'll be taking on Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg. He is 22-5, but we're not sure if Jake is going to be wrestling or not. We believe he is not, so we'll let you know because he was injured in that last match. 215 pounds, it is Gino Calgaro, undefeated senior, 16-0 from Canada McMillan, matched up with Landon Hartman of Bethel Park. His record is 21-9. And at 285, it's Roan Tustin of Waynesburg. He is 19-2, taking on Michael Albert of Upper St. Clair. His record is 32-3. Not one of the top seeds were knocked out, and very few of the second seeds were knocked out. And that's all there is. I mean, there's either you're either one, two, or three. No fours made it. No fives made it. Six, seven, none. None of them made it to the finals. It was a pretty well, you know, congratulations well to the committee. Yeah. Well-seeded tournament.
We're going to be right back here to get you started for the finals on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Welcome back here. Ready to go. Finals underway. Finals are on mat number two, which is in the upper right corner of your screen. Third place bouts on mat number three. That is the bottom right corner of your screen. And then mat number one will have the fifth place bout, bottom left corner of your screen. Finals underway on mat number two. We've got Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township taking on Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon. And for third place on mat number three, it's going to be Cade Stern of West Allegheny taking on Bryce Thomas of Moon. And then Waynesburg's Floyd Huff is taking on Jason Alex of Baldwin down on mat number one down to our left. They have not gotten underway there, but the other two are underway. And Emma already out to a 2-0 lead against McGarity in the finals. And now McGarity close to getting an escape, it looks like. And now it's 2-1 with that escape. Ooh, and he tries to go with like an arm drag, arm throw there, and get his own takedown, but they scoot out of bounds. 2-1 in favor of Emma in the early going.
107 pounds, Bryce Thomas, scoreless with Cade Stern. That is the third place matchup. We have no idea who's fifth, do we? Well, we can look it up, I guess.
Well, Floyd Huff and Jason Alex down here. That's what's going
on. Well,
to no,
the 107 pounds.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't have. That's right, because that's all right, let's look that up real quick. Maybe we can get. Oh, if you want to keep an eye on the matches, I'll
hold
it.
I will. All single right, leg so. Shot, Emma, with a 2-1 lead out of Mount Lebanon. He's got the lead on Nicholas McGarity. Now McGarity has a single leg. Now he's trying to pull him back into the middle of the mat. Doing his best trying to pull him in, and out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center.
Mickey Horn is fifth by way of medical forfeit over Mike Shobe of Baldwin. Mike Shobe is sixth.
Championship match here at 107. McGarity taking on Emma. McGarity, Emma trying to pop over top. Now he's into... they both are going to come up to their feet here. McGarity sneaks in behind, though, and McGarity's going to get the takedown. McGarity went for nothing there, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, he comes out around the outside, and as he does, he gets the takedown at the buzzer, and that's a big takedown. 3-2 in favor of McGarity out of Peters Township. 3-2 lead here at 107-pound, the Southern Sectional Championship at 107 pounds here from South Fayette High School.
right, and so Thomas and Stern still scoreless out there in the third place bout. That is in the second period. A consolation match, whether it's a third or fifth place match, is going to have a 1 minute first period, 2 minutes for second and third, whereas the finals are 2 minutes for all three periods.
From the whistle, McGarity maintains control. He's got a 3-2 lead. He's got Emma down to his belly here in this second period. Bars the arm up to the far side now, or to the near side. Now coming up, loses control. And a one-point escape coming the way, and they do. They give him the 1 point to Emma, and outside they go. 3-3. Now trying to lace the leg on the outside, and out of bounds, they say. Looked like McGarity wanted them to, like, do a review or something. He was, like, telling the coach, go to the table, and, like, he says, I think I had a touch the takedown there. Emma, single leg shot. McGarity gets back out, grabs the leg, has that leg. Little fireman's, not quite, but right on the edge again, holding on that edge. And out of bounds they go. They put him back in the center. 47 seconds to go. Here's second period. We're tied at 3 at 107 pounds.
So again, the finals are on the upper right of your screen there, which Mr. Moore is calling for you right now. Third place bout is on mat number 3. That is the bottom right corner of your screen.
Jonathan Emma from Mount Lebanon. Fireman's carry. Dump. Takedown for McGarity. Nice move. Got the takedown. Goes up by a count of 5-3 now. So McGarity leading 5-3. And you've got now Jonathan Emma's got a score here. Now he's being tilted, but there's no back points. One. Now there is. Now he's got at least two. And I think that's all he's going to get. I didn't see five swipes there. Five count. He does. He gets two. So he's got a 7-3 lead. As we go to the final period. Seven to three, our score.
A 3-0 lead for Bryce Thomas of Moon on mat number 3 for the third place bout. He's leading Kate Stern of West Allegheny there with 35 seconds to go in the final period there.
Uh-oh. McGarity might get thrown into his back. Emma. Jonathan Emma. Nope. McGarity's able to get out of it. McGarity likes to go to his back a lot.
He does.
You know that? You know that?
Yeah. Get yourself in trouble that way.
Yeah, I mean, you get yourself. He's probably been doing it his entire life. He's been getting away with it. You know? Which is nothing wrong. I mean, if you can get out of it, that's great.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to run into the wrong guy, though.
Yeah, in the wrong situation. You just get stuck there.
Then you get stuck. Yep. Caution on red. That's going to be on McGarity.
And final score, 3-0 in favor of Bryce Thomas of Moon over Kate Stern of West Allegheny. So Bryce Thomas takes third, Kate Stern is fourth. There are only 7 wrestlers in this weight class, so the only one that is not advancing is freshman Sam Bergender of Chartiers Valley. The other 6 are moving on their way. We'll find out who the champ is here after this. Third period comes to an end. Minute 10 to go in that third period. McGarity leading 7-3.
He's got the 7-3 lead, and he's working from the bottom, too. Or is he? I think so. Yep, reversal, 9-3. 52 seconds to go. It's now 9-3 in favor of the Peters Township. What is he, a freshman? Yep.
McGarity, yes, he is.
Nicholas McGarity.
Came into this tournament 34-1.
Is he a top seed? WPL tournament?
He was, yep. Well, I don't know about that.
What do you think?
I don't really know what else is out.
I don't know either. I'm just kind of wondering.
There is
34-1 is hard to ignore.
Yeah. And I'm not sure. There's a really, really good wrestler in one of the first two weight classes that's out of Franklin Regional. But I don't know if it's 107 or 114.
9-4, 1 point escape. We're down to 30 seconds to go. McGarity is going to be a Southern Section champion in his first year. He's got 18 seconds to fight it off here, just not get tossed.
As soon as that's over, we'll cut away real quick, but we'll be back. We have all screens going, so even if you can't hear the audio, you can take an eye, keep an eye on the finals on upper right of your screen, third place, bottom right of your screen, and then bottom left is fifth place match.
Almost had him pinned.
Yeah. Got another two.
He's going to do it. Two more points, 11-4. That's going to be the final. Your winner is Nicholas McGarity out of Peters Township. He is your Southern Sectional Champion from the WPIL.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
All right, back here on championship battle on the upper right part of your screen on Mount 1. Caden Harbert, West Allegheny, taking on Ahiro Montoya of Mount Lebanon. And they are in the first period halfway through. They are scoreless. And on mat number one, which is bottom left of your screen, that's the fifth place bout. Waynesburg's Floyd Huff and Jason Alex of Baldwin tied at two as they start the second period. And on the bottom right of your screen, the third place bout, mat three, Jake Wright of Trinity is trailing Brock Dennis in the South Fayette 4-0. They are in the second period with a minute 40 to go. That's the bottom right. Once again, greensports.nwjpa bringing here. So we focus on the Washington Green County wrestlers, which mean Waynesburg from Green County, then Cannon Mack, Trinity, and Peters from Washington County. But we, of course, will bring all the finals action as well and keep you updated the best we can on every single bout, as we have been through this, as Huff tries to come out from underneath there for Waynesburg on the mat number one and get this reversal. Still scoreless there on the finals on mat one, as Montoya's in on a leg and trying to elevate it now for a single leg attempt. He's running out of time and real estate. And looks like they'll go into the second period scoreless here as time is winding down.
Blood time now. We're going to run to Floyd Huff. They'll take care of him. Tied 2-2 in that one. That's Huff out of Waynesburg, Neff out of Baldwin. Championship match scoreless after one period. Across the way, Dennison now up 6-0 on Jake Wright of Trinity. And almost had him turned again.
Did you see where they have the medal stands? Are they going to do medal? Oh, there it is. Podium's over there in the
corner.
It's
way over there in the corner. Right. But I'm assuming they are. Yeah, because they're down there hanging out, so they are.
Yeah, they'll do it after. Probably we'll start taking breaks, I'm guessing, for them to announce it after these weight classes.
Mm-hmm.
Harbert starting on top here for West Allegheny, 114 pounds over Montoya of Mount Lebanon. They're still scoreless. Minute 30 to go in the opening period. Dennison still up 6-0 against Wright in the third place bout. That is coming towards the end of the second period. And Dennison still riding on top there of Jake Wright. As time ends.
Tied 2-2 in this one. We got blood. Time again.
Is it again, or are they just getting back started again? Huff
They got more blood time. No, there's blood on the mat.
Yeah, Huff was wrestling Dennison in that last match, and Dennison was bleeding a lot, so.
Oh, if it's on his, now this one, where's this at? Somewhere on his hand.
Yeah.
Is it blood time?
Yeah. Harbert, maybe. Going to ride this whole second period out here in the final against Montoya. 34 seconds to go, and Harbert will have choice in the third when they get there. It's still nothing. Finals, upper right-hand part of your screen, that's Matt 2. Championships, 114-pound Southern Sectional 2024 WPIL AAA Southern Sectional. One of three sectionals going on this weekend in AAA. The AA final should be starting. Do we know what time the finals are starting, AA? Is that later?
I was told 3:15 for Parade of Champions, 3:30 for first match.
Okay. They'll be getting started here soon. That's at Chartiers Valley, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chartiers, just up the road about driver 10, driver 8 iron.
Depends who's hitting it, I guess.
Yeah.
And Harbert will ride out the entire second period, so he will take down immediately to start this third period. And Hiro Montoya, Montoya's the one that came in as the top seed, but he came with a 5-1 record, so not a lot of wrestling on the year for Montoya.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm just kind of curious what kind of match shape he's really in, but he really didn't offer much in that second period.
He did. He's going to go optional start here and give the escape right away to Harbert. So we're starting off with a 1-0 lead for Harbert. He immediately tries to come in on an ankle, but Montoya avoids that.
Reversal for Huff. He goes up 4-2. 27 seconds to go in the second period in that match.
Deep single leg. He's got it in on the knee there. Shin Whizzer fighting it off as Harbert. And Montoya elevates it, gets it up. Trying to get the head to the inside here and get some leverage. And Harbert trying to work on the wrist control. Now he gets more pressure with that Whizzer and gets his hip in and gets out in front. So good defense there for Caden Harbert, West Allegheny. Boyd Huff getting some near fall. He might get the fall.
Yeah. Yep, time saved him. 7-2 lead for Huff in that one. Back over to Dennison. Dennison leading 6-0 over Jake Wright of Trinity, and that looks like that's going to close that one out. Be interesting to see where they seed Montoya next week if he loses this match.
Yeah, it'd be hard to put him. I mean, you're thinking definitely outside the top four, but where do you go after that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at throw by Huff down here on mat one. And he's getting more near fall, too. He's up 9-2 and getting more near fall. Looking for the fall is Floyd Huff. 1-0 here. Harbert still leading. Oh, another single leg here by Montoya. He's in deep again. Shin Whizzer for Harbert again. 41 seconds to go. This time Montoya elevates it again, keeps that head to the inside. Harbert keeps that shin whizzer in tight and gets the hip down again. Now right back in on it is Harbert. This time Harbert with a cross face trying to work away, and this is bleeding time off the clock for Montoya, so Harbert can stay right here and fight this off. He's got a tight waist. Now trying to grab the right ankle of Montoya. We're going to get a stalemate with 16 on the clock. What was that? That was a final down there. That was
6-0, I believe.
Dennison was the third place winner.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wright will be the fourth place winner. All right.
And we've got Huff with a 12-2 lead with more back points coming to make it at least 15-2 if he doesn't get the fall. Huff out of Waynesburg looking for the fifth place medal.
And that's the final. So championship goes to Caden Harbert. 1-0 score, and second place winner is Nero Montoya, and we'll see. Floyd Huff will also keep an eye on that down there on match one. He's up by 10 points. Right back here in Greensports.net, WJPA Sports Network.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With our construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County and the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
All right, back here. Championships on 121 pounds. Finals on mat two. Upper right part of your screen. Call your Hartman of Cannon Mac. Right now, Don Canale with a 2-point takedown. He leads 2-0. Minute 20 to go in the first period. Canale out of Trinity. On the third place bout, upper right part of your screen, that is mat three. Kale Yannick of Moon up 2-0 over Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon. And on the bottom left part of your screen, mat one, fifth place bout. It is Colton Fisher of Bethel Park leading 2-0 over Isaac Myers of Peters Township. 17 seconds left in the first period there.
Fisher let the lead in this fifth place matchup down below here on mat number one. Trying to squirm his way out is Isaac Myers. Now he's down on his backside, and that's going to do it for the first period. 2-0 on that one. Canale up 2-0 from Trinity on Hartman.
Yannick up 2-0 over Sala down there on mat number three. That's upper right part, or the lower right part of your screen, sorry. And
surprised they didn't call down to 107 to get their medals.
They did, didn't they? They just announced those.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they announced those.
Wow.
Yeah, while we were on the commercial break.
They did it pretty quick then.
They did. Actually, it would be helpful if they took a little more time to do it.
I know. It would be. It would be a little helpful.
So, Floyd Huff did win fifth place. I think we cut away right before he announced that. He got a fall. So, Floyd Huff, fifth place for Waynesburg. And Alex Baldwin, he is your sixth place winner. We'll recap all of them, all the place winners at the end here today.
Dom Canale, 2-0 lead over Collier Hartman. Hartman will start from the top. Canale from the bottom. Canale will come up to his feet. And he will get away. That'll make the score 3-0. 3-0 the score. Canale with a single leg to a double. Picks up Hartman, drops him right back down. Now it's 5-0. The sophomore out of Kinemax is the top seed. Canale was the second seed, and Canale's really going to number right now, 5-0. Bars that arm up. Boy, he's got him pretty tight. Hartman can't do a lot. Canale's a tall, slender.
He is, yeah.
121-pounder.
He's another one that's had a really good tournament today. A couple guys noticeable, just performing really well. And in Niskan, you mentioned Hartman being the top seed. Guessing these two, like, well, I didn't, without looking at the match, you'd think if they did meet up, obviously Hartman must have got the better of it, or he would.
Yeah, or he wouldn't be the number one
top seed.
I mean, Canale came down. Maybe the Canale came down from.
From 127, possibly.
Yeah.
One the third place bout now. Kel Yannick up 5-0. Yannick out of Moon over Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon. They are in the third period, minute 47 to go.
Still 2-0 down here. Fisher leading over Myers of Peters Township. 5-0 though. Canale out of Trinity. And that's going to do it for the second period. We'll go to the third with a comfortable lead for the sophomore out of Trinity High School. Harmon will go neutral. His choice, he goes neutral.
He's got a hill to climb here, down 5-0. Now Yannick up 7-1 in the third place bout over Sala. Colton Fisher still holding on to a 2-0 lead here in the third period.
Oh, bear hug. Look out.
Oh, goodness. Goodness gracious. What do we get? No, they all continuation. They didn't really give him the takedown because of the way that the scramble happened. That's probably the right call there. Maybe a two. Maybe a takedown, maybe, but takedown escape? I don't know. They didn't give him a takedown. I think at least, maybe not the back one, but should have probably made, I don't know. That's tough. It's like they, with the continuation,
wow,
didn't call anything. I would have thought at least a two and then a one. So it would, in that case, it'd still be six. It'd be six to two at this point.
Yeah, it'd be 6-2, but
it's kind of inside trip again. Fisher of Bethel Park in deep on a double leg here on the bottom left of your screen. Matt Five, he's got the 2-0 lead. He can kind of hang out there all day. He's trying to keep Isaac Myers from coming around behind him.
Can Matt Cush better be careful? He keeps chirping about it. He may find himself, you know, watching next week from our vantage point.
third place bout, it's going to be Kale Yannick winning 9-1 over Evan Sala. So
I tell you one thing I've noticed about the Hartman kid. He must be awful powerful because he is going for this bear hug every single time. You know, he wants to get in tight here with Canale. Canale is not. If I was Canale, I'd shoot and hang on that leg, you know.
Yep.
But he's like, he's going up this Hartman kid. He's getting up there tight with him, and he's trying to bear hug him out. Look, see, he's going to underhooks.
He is. Myers.
He does it all the time.
Myers ran out of time. Fisher wins the fifth place bout over Myers 2-0.
We're down to 35 seconds. Score 5-0.
Yeah, he's going to need that throw now. He needs it.
He's
going to need the five-point move to tie it.
Yeah,
if you're Canale, you just stay out of the upper body.
Look at him. He's it's all upper body with him. I've tried to throw him. Yeah. And he's been thrown. Yeah. 2-point takedown. That's going to make it 7-0. Your winner is going to be Canale out of Trinity. Just depends what the final is going to be. It's 7-0 right now.
10 seconds winding off here. And under 5. And that'll do it. We'll be right back here. Canale, your champ at 121.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend. From Angelo's Restaurant, Michael Pasalacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 85 years, from classic Italian dishes to new favorites. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Back here, 127-pound finals on mat two. That's the upper right part of your screen. That is Kai Sheptic of Waynesburg taking on Andrew Binney of Cannon Mack. They're scoreless with a minute 32 left in the first period. Third place bout on mat number three, the bottom right part of your screen. That is A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny taking on Owen Klodowski of Baldwin. They are scoreless with 20 seconds left in the first. And the fifth place bout, bottom left of your screen on mat number one, Seth Miller of Bethel Park taking on Johnny Biano of South Fayette. They are just 15 seconds into that, and they are scoreless as well. Kai Sheftick and Benny. These guys have seen each other over the years a few times.
Yeah, I'm sure they have.
Benny's gotten the better of Kai most occasions, but Kai, I do remember one, I think, in sections a couple years ago where Kai got the upset and he tries to scramble through there with an ankle pass, but Benny was patient there and just let him dive for the ankle and sunk in behind for the two-point takedown. Benny's having a really good senior campaign for Cannon Mac.
Where do they wrestle? Where did Cannon Mac go to like their tournaments? Where have they been going?
I mean, they obviously were at Powerade. I don't know where else they went other than
I'm
that.
Just curious.
I feel like they might have went out to Ironman. I think they did. At least some of the wrestlers did. I didn't get to pay attention as much as I normally do this year.
Just curious. 2-1, though. Benny with the lead.
Where'd you guys go for Jefferson this year? Did you?
Oh, where did we go? We went to, obviously, Tricata. We went to, Trojan Wars.
Okay.
In Chambersburg.
Oh, wow. Okay. Was that over Christmas break?
That was over Christmas break.
Okay.
They went to Burgistown again. And, they did the dual tournament. I think it was Ringgold.
Okay. Benny gives up the escape to Sheftick. So 2-1 here with 12 seconds to go in the first period as they tie back up there. Roll the mat at the upper right part of your screen there on mat number 2, championship mat. And good job by Sheftick there at the end, the counter move there. He just ran out of real estate. Benny very active, and Kai has always been kind of one with a good counter shot. Likes to use the arm drags a lot, pull on the elbows. Benny likes to attack the legs. This is 3-0 lead for Johnny Baios, South Fayette, and the fifth place bat down on mat 1 over Seth Miller of Bethel Park. They are in the second period. Sheftick starting the second period on the bottom here for Waynesburg. Gets up to a quad pod there, and Benny kind of hanging on. Spiral ride breaks him back down with that claw. Now sitting out is Sheftick trying to turn back in, but Benny has that left wrist tied up as well. Now he reaches over and grabs the right one. Third place, Bal Kladowski up 5-1 over Snatchko on mat number 3, the bottom right part of your screen. They are in the second period, just coming to the end of the second period. Benny, no pressure on that half, and so far, he's going to chin Sheftick back, and he caught him. And he's going to get at least 2, maybe 3 near fall. He's got 2 fingers holding, and he's trying to readjust here. Kai trying to belly out, and he's going to give up the 2 near fall to make it 4-1 with 109 to go. So Benny lengthens his lead over Sheftick.
Hard to make up back points.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you give up back points like that, that's just hard to make up. Would you like to see him go to the 3-point takedown in high school?
In high school? I didn't know how to think about it for college this year, but I really liked it, actually.
I didn't think I'd like it.
I didn't think I would either. But
until we had that match at Jefferson with Navy and Ohio.
Yeah.
And I went, because I didn't know it then. Yeah. And I go, what in the world are they putting 3 up for? And they said, oh, yeah, it's 3-0. I went, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't sure what I'd think about, but I do. I do like the change this year for college wrestling.
Puts a lot more emphasis on that.
It does. It gives a bigger separation between the takedown and the escape point, which is what I think they were wanting. We're going to have a takedown escape over there. Kladowski up 6-4 now, though, but Snatchko trying to come back in the third place bout. He's got 1:09 to go, trailing by 2, and down here we got a 6-2 lead for Baiano over Miller in the fifth place bout. If Benny rides out Sheftick here in the second, it's going to be really hard for Kai to come back because Benny has choice coming in the third period.
Baiano leading 6-4 in his match for fifth. And Snatchko trailing to Kladowski 6-4 as well. That's the third place match.
14 seconds left in the second period for Sheftick to try to get at least an escape point here.
Needs one. He's got to get one.
Started to stand up, pulled right back down, and Benny right back in on the wrists, and he's going to be able to sit there, it looks like. Back up to another quad pod, but spiral ride right back down with a half, and that'll do it. So 4-1 lead for Andrew Benny going into the third period. Kai's dad, Kyle, the head coach at Waynesburg. in the instruction between period. Immediately, Kai throws in the legs from the top here. Benny leading 4-1 here in the third. He takes bottom to start. Kai throws, tries to get that leg in, but Benny looks like he's able to kind of pinch it off a bit. Now Kai does get them in. They'll try to work on the arms now and stretch Benny out.
Final 6-4, Klikowski, your winner.
So he is your third place winner, and
from Baldwin, and this one is running short as well. And Biana leading by a score of 9-6 over Seth Miller from Bethel Park. Biana out of South Fayette, wrestling on the home mat. He's just got to catch him somehow.
Now, he did get the escape finally, but 6-2 now. The score for it was a reversal and escape for Benny over Sheptic. And Kai's trailing by 4 now with 50 seconds to go. They go out of bounds, and they are going to hit Benny for stalling.
Biano, your winner, 9-6 for fifth place. He is from South Fayette.
And who did he beat? Beat Miller.
Okay. He beat Miller. 9-6.
Oh, there's a throw action going out of bounds there. Still 6-2. Benny over Sheptic. 40 seconds remaining in the regulation here. And shooting in and not getting to the legs was Benny there, but he's getting on the leg now. He does. And oh, he powers through with a double A. And that'll just about wrap it up. 8-2. It looks like he's going to go ahead and look for more offense from his feet. 8-3 after the escape. 22 seconds remaining in the period. Down to 15 seconds to go. Andrew Benny, 8-3 lead over Waynesburg's Kai Sheptic. Ken and Mack looking for their first champion here in the sectional today. One runner-up already. And that will do it. And it's going to be Benny, your champion, at 127 pounds, right back here at GreenSports.net, WJPA Sports Network.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy, too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Welcome back. We've got 133 pounds on the mats. Mat number two is the upper right part of your screen. Championship bout between Mason Kern of Bethel Park and Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. They are scoreless. Minute 14 go in the first period. Third place bout, which is the bottom right part of your screen on mat three. It is Logan Slovak of West Allegheny taking on Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley. Logan Connolly just takes a 2-0 lead right there at the end of the first period. On mat number one, down on the bottom left, that is the fifth place bout, and is Luke Rush of Waynesburg leading 2-0 over Joey Maritato of Moon, and they are just at the end of the first period as well.
Luke Rush, we'll keep an eye on him. With the 2-0 lead, go to the second period. Rush will start from the bottom here.
Almost two by Kern and a Bethel Park, but they were all out of bounds. Good action there in the championship between Kern and Islamov. No score yet. 36 to go in the first period there on the championship battle. Matt, two.
Rush trying to work his way up to his feet. Waynesburg will be sending, what did we say, seven?
Seven.
Seven next week to the WPL tournament.
So far they have a fifth-place medalist and a runner-up. And Mr. Rush would like to make it the second fifth-place medalist.
Right now, belly down to the mat. Meritado is on top of him out of Moon. Moon's sending 10 next week.
Yeah, that's what you said, yeah.
But I don't. They got nothing in the finals.
Nothing though. In the finals.
Nothing in the finals.
But 10 of their wrestlers are going to be competing. They finish in the top six here.
So that's a nice, solid team, Moon.
Yeah. Going to need a bus.
You're going to have to take a bus.
Yeah.
It's going to cost the district some money. Leave that driver there all day. Speak from experience.
I was going to say, I love where your mind immediately goes as an athletic director.
Yeah, I know. It's going to cost some money. That's why you got the vans. You got to take the vans.
You got to take the vans. You can fit 10 people in a van.
Yeah,
you can't.
You got to.
You have to do a bus?
You got to do, I think only eight is all
right. Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's eight.
It doesn't matter how big the van is?
No, you can't stuff them. No, you're not allowed to stuff the van.
Well, I mean, they got 10 passenger vans. I mean,
I know, but yeah, there's something about the rule. Yeah, there's
maybe
a law.
It's adult to student ratio, like you have so many coaches. Okay, I can see.
Yeah, if all not, right. You have to have like a CDL or something.
I got you.
There's no way those coaches have a CDL.
Yeah, we got to pause in the action here on the championship bout, so we'll keep an eye on Rush.
Oh, Luke Rush has just been turned to his back. And he's giving up back points. He's in the middle here. Boy, I tell you what, Mariotto got a pretty good hold on him, too, down here. Rush trying to fight through this. He's going to be down by a score of 3-2. Boy, it would be nice to get a point here in this last 10 seconds. Ooh. And, oh, my gosh, you got a reversal.
Even better.
You got even better.
Oh, what's he doing? Goodness gracious. Rolling through that, I didn't think they had that much time left in the period.
No, I thought at least get one. But he got two.
So score is 4-3 in favor of Rush right now after two. They're back at it on the championship bout. Mason Kernan leads 1-0 over Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. Kernan of Bethel Park. 1:34 to go here in the second period. Third place bout is Logan Connolly. Still up 2-0. That's in the third period. They're just getting underway. And he's leading 2-0 over Slovic, West Allegheny. Connolly is out of Chartiers Valley.
All right. Yeah, that just kind of. I don't know what the question was coming from Moon. I don't. They were questioning something about the score.
I thought of maybe the clock. Like they thought the time wasn't. I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know either.
Yeah. What is it? Here we go. 4-3 the score. Rush. Mariotta comes up. Rush puts him right back down. Switch, re-switch, hangs onto the leg. As Rush picks up on the single leg, tries to trip him down. Up, lost balance, and now he got thrown to his back. He got taken down, thrown to his back. He's going to give up at least two for the reversal, two for the back. So it's going to be at least 7-4, and out of bounds they go. But Luke Rush does so many unorthodox things at times that he somehow, some way, he comes out on top.
He almost did. He ran out of real estate there. He would have had Mariotto on his back.
Yeah, he would have had Mariotto back over. 7-4 now.
And championship bouts. 1-0 still in favor of Kern, and they go out of bounds with 27 seconds on the clock in the second period.
7-4 to score. Mariotto sitting up there, bars the arm up, tries to keep him flat. Don't give him any room to breathe, basically is what he's thinking. He's got the arm bar working. He's got him turned over again. He's got him caught on his back, and he got the fall. Time of the fall is going to be 4 minutes exactly. 4 minutes exactly. Mariotta, your winner by fall at 4 minutes over Luke Rush of Waynesburg.
All right. So I want to give cover and nod, of course, with Green Sports and WJPA. We cover all the Green County and Washington County wrestlers. Here in Waynesburg, the only Green County team, but we have three from Washington County and Peters Township, Cannon, Mac, and Trinity. We are now down to the finals in the third place bout, which is still Kernan leading 1-0 Kern out of Bethel Park lead 1-0 over his Lomop, and they're braked again. So we've got the third place bout, which is going to end right now, and that is a close one. But Logan Connolly, your victor, winning third place from Chartiers Valley by a score 6-5 over Logan Slovic of West Allegheny. So Slovic for fourth and Connolly third, and we just have to finish up this championship bout. I think it's blood, and they might be cleaning up on the hand of the Baldwin wrestler. They have a whole period of wrestling to go still.
WPL finals in Class AA. Give you a result from Chartiers Valley. The 107-pound champion is from Burl, Cam Baker. A winner, 4-2 over Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley.
Okay.
4-2 in that one. And third place was Javon Chambers of Highlands. He beat Tucker Main out of McGuffey. And fifth place went to Victor Wagner of North Catholic. He knocked off Darius Simmons of Burgettstown.
Okay.
That's a 107 pounds. That's the WPL tournament for AA, which is happening today.
Strong year for AA, not just in the WPIL, but the state.
You know, more schools.
Yeah.
They're all down. And now they're all going to go back up.
Back up. It's going to make things really interesting.
It's just going to be the other way around.
Kern still with the 1-0 lead. They go out of bounds. 1:32 to go in the third period, and it's going to be Kernan on top here. Islamov trying to tie this up with an escape. 133-pound finals. WPIL Southern Sectional. Islamov up to his feet trying to free himself. Kernan falls him out of bounds, and so 1:24 to go. They'll restart. Kernan came into the tournament 28-3 record. Islamov came in 31-1 on the year. It's another one where you kind of wonder if Kernan, that one loss might have came to Kernan, hence him getting the top seed.
Yeah.
And he does return him back down to the mat. 1:13 to go. Laces that near leg and goes to tie up the far wrist. Now looking to maybe roll through for a tilt. He's tried both sides. Now going to try to go all the way through. And if he can elevate that leg, he was really close to getting some near fall points. That would have maybe locked it up for him. Still got the 1-0 lead, 55 seconds remaining. I'm still working on that meatball. It looks smaller every time I look over at it. It's diminishing.
I quit. Well, you quit, you're cold. No,
it's
I can't do it.
Okay,
I can't
do it.
I can't do it.
Spiral ride here for Kernan. Claw, that right arm. Very content to sit over there on that side of the mat with 24 seconds to go. Time just bleeding off. Done a really good job of riding Ramil Islamov from Baldwin here in this third period to keep that 1-0 lead. They go out of bounds. 16 still on the clock remaining here at 133 pounds. And get restarted here, center of the mat. Up to his feet is Islamov, and putting the leg in is Kernan. I don't believe there's been a stall warning yet, and he lifts him up and takes him right back down to the mat. 5 seconds, and that should just about do it. It's going to be Mason Kernan, your champ, at 133 pounds. We'll be right back here on Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Saras Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saras. Call us today at 1-800-255-7771 to find out the 3 points that can earn your group the money you need. We'll show you how to pin to win with the Saras Candies fundraising program. We can't make you a state champ, but we'll help you raise the money to get there. Learn how easy it is. Call 1-800-255-7771 or visit our website at sarascandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Back here at 139 pounds, championship finals on the upper right part of your screen on mat number two. Blake Reiner of Trinity and Ryder Joseph Canamack. They are scoreless with a minute 17 left in the first period. Third place bout up on mat number three on the bottom right part of your screen. That's A.J. McGarity of Peters Township with a 2-0 lead over Peter Leventis of South Fayette. 4 seconds remaining in the first period. And bottom left of your screen, mat number one. Fifth place bout, Elijah Thomas of Moon leading 2-1 over Aiden Stout of Bethel Park. Just getting ready to start the second period.
Reiner gets a takedown, gets another one. He's gotten two takedowns. He now leads it by a score of 4-2. And Ryder Joseph out of Cannon McMillan trying to figure out how to stop the onslaught. There he is. Double leg shot again by Reiner. Reiner is going to get another one. That's 6-2 now. One thing I've noticed this weekend, oh, look, he just turns him right over and pins him.
Wow.
Reiner turned him over, put him right on his back, and pinned Ryder Joseph just like that. Time of the fall is 1:35, and your champion is Blake Reiner out of Trinity as he made short work of Ryder Joseph in that one. Three takedowns, a couple of things, and I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that was the fastest final we've had here today by far. Now we can focus on the third place bout for our Washington County wrestler there. A.J. McGarity up 2-0 over Peter Leventis. That's the bottom right part of your screen. McGarity leading 2-0 at a 1:09 left in the second period. And he is on the bottom here during the second period. Leventis riding so far throughout the period. There's a stand up by McGarity, shin whizzer here as he tries to get that leg out. And should be a 5-second count going on, should there not?
Think.
Well, he must have been counting silently. Because he wasn't using the hand motion yet, but he did call the stall warning. So, yeah, he was counting. So there's a stall warning on Leventis for hanging on to the leg for too long. And a restart with 54 seconds on the clock.
Double A results, Anthony Mucci out of Derry, your champion at 114, 3-2 winner over Chartiers Houston, 114 pounds, Drake McClure, Bentworth, winner by a decision of 5-0 over Austin Kanovic out of Avonworth. Fifth place goes to Carter Thomas of Burl. He pinned Noah Collins of West Green at 202.
Okay.
All right. Keep you up to date there.
Do all six places go there up to Altoona? Do you know? The seven.
Or eight.
Eight places. Yeah. And Whipple up to the regional. Wow. Okay.
Now remember, when all those numbers came down, all those schools came down, it created a bigger region.
Yep.
And they got to have more people.
Okay.
Wow.
So, yeah, it used to be seven, right?
It used to be seven. Now, next year, it's probably going to go back to seven, I bet, if I was guessing. Seven or six.
All right. So it's now 3-2 in favor of Leventis over McGarity as they start the third period. Leventis getting that lead there from the top position. McGarity ridden out and got turned there for the near fall. So now he's got to figure out a way to get back into this. He does have the lone takedown of this match, but trying to ride here in the top position, trailing by 1:40 to go. Fifth place bout is Aiden Stout of Bethel Park leading 4-2 over Elijah Thomas down there on the bottom left part of your screen. They have 1:37 to go. And now look at this. This is near fall for McGarity. I don't know how many counts he got. He's got at least two, but now he's got to be careful here, and he's going to go rope back over. Looks like he might have gotten three near fall himself. So, yeah, referee holding three. So he takes that lead right back, 5-3. Now he knew what he was doing. He didn't know to go from his feet. So now he's still got that arm trapped. And he trips him back down, swings him back down to the mat with 1:03 to go. McGarity looking to tilt again. Takes him right back over the near side. Now he's getting more near fall. A.J. McGarity.
Oh.
Yeah,
Careful you don't pin yourself.
Got another two, so that'll make it 7-3. 49 seconds to go. McGarity scoring from the top position here in bunches now in this third period. He leads by four with 40 seconds left in the third place bout. Minute to go in the fifth place bout. Stout leading 4-2 still. They're at their feet. Leventis gets an escape. McGarity dives back in on a leg, just kind of hanging out there, open, you know, kill some time. 20 seconds to go. Leventis going to need a stalemate here if he wants to get a restart. McGarity just hanging on there, time to 10 seconds to go. Leventis trying to get around behind for at least one takedown, but it looks like McGarity is going to hang on. And he does give up the last second takedown. So 7-5, the final score. A.J. McGarity, your third place winner at 139. And I'll just finish it up down here. We've got Stout coming in to get another takedown, and that'll wrap things up. He's going to win this bout. He will be your fifth place winner right back here on Green Sports Net and WJPA Sports Network.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
All right, back here at 145 pounds on the championship mat on the upper right part of your screen, mat two. It's Ethan Higgins, Bethel Park, and TJ Allison of Trinity. They are scoreless, minute 13 to go in the first period. Third place bout, bottom right part of your screen on mat number three, Liam Costa of Moon, Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. They are scoreless right at the end of the first period. And the fifth place bout down on mat number one on the bottom left part of your screen, it is Talon Mazenko with a 2-0 lead over Chris Sabrone of Peters Township, 20 seconds remaining in the first period there.
Probably the evenness, most even.
Yeah.
Weight this class here.
For sure. Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, this has been a fun one to watch all day.
Yeah, Gibbons now goes up, and these guys wrestled before. I think Gibbons and Costa wrestled earlier, and it's 1-0 now Gibbons. Higgins and Allison underway. They're in the first period, and these guys are very tentative to get locked up here. Allison out of Trinity, the number one seed. Higgins, the number three seed. Sabrone down over...
Sabrone Mazenko was the one that happened already.
Yeah, and well, they're happening again.
Yeah, that was Sabrone getting the 8-3 win in the first bout.
I thought
two.
Those wrestled too. I thought Costa and Gibbons wrestled too, didn't they?
Costa lost to Allison 3-2 in the semis.
Oh, okay.
And Gibbons lost to Allison. Maybe that's it because
that's
they both
what
lost.
It was.
Gibbons lost to Allison in the quarterfinals 5-4.
That's what it was. All right, no score in the first period. Up to his feet comes Higgins. Ethan Higgins will get the one-point escape. And let's see if they turn up the heat here a little bit in this second period, because the first period they just kind of like no one really came close to getting anything. here at 145 pounds here at the AAA Championships for the WPIAL. Allison. See if someone is going to take a shot here. Neither of these guys are, they're just kind of just filling each other out right now. No one has really gotten down there. Both defensive.
Cautious.
Yeah, this is what you call overly cautious. Tell you what, the referee has every right to hit them both for a stall. I hate that, but
yeah, but it sometimes gets the action going.
Yeah, it gets it going here. I mean, seriously, they have not taken a shot here.
Yeah, Allison trip tries try. To tie the arms up.
Yeah. Hagen's trying to get his arms free. Just trying to find the edge. There's a shot. Right on the edge, though.
Allison came into the tournament 23-2 on the year. Ethan Higgins came in 28-8.
Shot underneath right off the whistle that time by Higgins. Allison gets back easily. Now he tries a reshot. And they're turning up the heat a little bit. And out of bounds they go. They put him back in the center. We're down 11 seconds. Second period, 1-0 in favor of Higgins. He leads the top seed, Allison.
Zenko with a 3-0 lead in the fifth place bout down bottom left over Peter Township's Chris Sabrone. That is second period, 1:48 to go. They had a little bit of stoppage time there. Third place bout, it's a 5-3 lead for Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon over Liam Costa of Moon. Third period with 1:30 to go.
Going to the third, 1-0. Allison will go from the bottom. Try to keep him down there as much as you can, I guess.
Gibbons, nice freight train double down there. He takes a 7-3 lead now with 1:15 remaining.
Kid from South Fayette here in this fifth place match, he's really bleeding from the nose.
It's Mazenko, yeah. And there is a mat return by Higgins. So far keeping Allison underneath. He does Allison with the outside leg stand up. Now coming up to work on the hands. Another mat return by Higgins. Getting down to the mat hard.
Yeah, Higgins just riding them out. Allison trying to work his way back up to his feet. He's got that leg pinned, though. So Allison can't. You can see he's got his left leg pinned. He can't get it out. Now he does let him up, and Higgins stays right with him and takes him out of bounds. They'll put him back in the center. We're down to 106.
Allison saying he needs some injury time, I think. He goes to the side of the mat. And so focus on the other Washington County wrestler, which is Chris Sabrone. He's still losing 3-0 down here to Talon Mazenko. Did they get the blood cleaned up? They're still working on that.
Got a Mazenko final over there.
Oh, we do. And that is Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon wins third place. Then Liam Costa, your fourth place winner. Cole Gibbons came into this tournament not seeded, and he's going to walk away third place.
He was unseeded?
Yeah, he was in the pigtail. I mean, I don't know, maybe that's like an eight seed or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's an eight. Yeah,
he's an eight. So he's taken on, he had to wrestle out of the pigtail, and then he had Allison in that quarterfinal matchup.
I'll be.
We got injury time on mat two, blood time on mat one for fifth place, but the blood time is cleaned up. So we're back wrestling on mat number one. 3-0 Mazenko over Sabrone.
And we're coming back to action now. Now Allison is down by a point, 106. Back up to his feet, and he gets away. Allison gets away, and we are now tied at one. 58 seconds to go. Or, I'm sorry, 50 seconds and counting. Well, you're tied at one with Allison and Higgins, and out of bounds they go one more time. They'll go ahead and they'll come back to the center.
Twenty-seven seconds remaining to Sabrona Mazenko. Sabrona shoots in, can't get to the leg. They go out of bounds at 25 on the clock.
Couple head taps. Tries to control the arm. Underhooks. Out of bounds they go once more. No one has really come close. I'm telling you, these guys have been on their feet probably for four minutes plus, and no one has come close to a takedown. They're very, very cautious. And that's not a – I mean, I'm not bashing them at all. I'm just telling you, they haven't been close.
Yeah, they're going to go sudden victory. And we have more blood time down here. They're looking at Mazenko's nose. So, still 25 seconds left in that one. It's 3-0 in favor of Mazenko as we get a sudden victory in the championship bout on mat two.
He's down to like 2 minutes of blood time down here, I think, too. It was the last time he saw someone out because of blood time.
It's been a long time. I don't think I've seen it very often.
It's been a while. And here we go. Sudden victory. 145-pound final. Makes sense because this has been a highly contested weight class. 145-pound. Single leg by Higgins. He's deep, and he's going to – is he going to get it? I think he's got it, doesn't he?
That looks like – well, no, he's
no,
still got,
he's
the,
got
leg.
The leg. He's holding on to the leg.
He does, yeah. So he's trying to pass that ankle is Allison.
Oh, Allison was reaching for something, and he finally got it, 14 seconds. Higgins looking for the takedown. Allison went to the left and was reaching for something, and he found the leg. How did Higgins not get that takedown? He had him in a world of hurt.
Yeah, we have little tiebreakers.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So I thought that the Mazenko, we're still in the, well, now we're just starting the third period in the fifth place bout. There was so much blood time. So Mazenko with a 3-0 lead going into the third.
Now,
and he's on top.
Here's the thing. Remember, Higgins scored first. Choice to Allison. Allison's going to go from the bottom. This is a 1-2 seed.
Mm-hmm. It took Allison a long time to get out in that third period.
It did. Higgins should have had, boy, I tell you, you got to give credit to Allison.
Yeah.
I don't know how he got out of that because he was in a world of mess there. Up to his feet comes Allison. He's got 20 seconds to get loose, and he does. So he's got a 2-1 lead. Now the pressure's going to be on Higgins to do the same, and Higgins scored first. Remember that. If that comes into play. Out of bounds they go.
5 seconds left in this first tiebreaker. Minute 7 to go here in the fifth place bout. 3-1 now in favor of Mazenko over Sabrone.
Here we go. Higgins' choice. Higgins has to score. It's over. 2-1 the score. We are in the tiebreaker periods. Up to his feet comes Higgins. Allison tight, drags him out of bounds. That took 9 seconds. 21 remaining.
If you're Allison, you have two chances to ride him out, you figure, right?
Right.
Because you have this one plus the ultimate tiebreaker. If he can't ride him out this time, then he's got another chance to try because you figure Higgins will take down the ultimate tiebreaker.
And back up to his feet again. No one's been warned for stalling either.
There's the first warning.
There's the warning, green. He's got to get loose.
He hit him with one second. It's going
to
be 2-1. He gave a stalling point plus the escape.
Did he give him a stalling and then he got the escape?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. Wow.
I think he gave him the stall and then he gave him the escape. It should be 3-2,
or they
give him the escape.
Well, do they have to stop it after the first stall? Do they do continuation? Are they supposed to stop it, or can they keep it going if you stay on the foot still? Like I thought they might. I know in college sometimes they stop that after the first stall warning, and they make you restart.
Well, you got a bunch of officials over there, and you got a bunch of people. I don't know.
They have 3-2 on the scoreboard right now, which would make Higgins your champ. Get the official. It is. Higgins is the champ, and TJ Allison, your runner-up.
Wow.
We still have action down here in fifth place bout. Higgins, your champ there, is by a winner of 3-2 in tiebreakers. And we'll wrap up the last 20 seconds here. Chris Sabrone trying to get in on an ankle. He trails 3-1, 17 seconds, trying to drag. Now he comes in on the leg of Mazenko. And he's in deep, but Mazenko gets the hip down. 10 seconds to go. And 5 seconds left. They separate. Right back in on a shot of Sabrone. 3 seconds. And it's going to be Mazenko. Oh, wait. They hit well, the stall point. So the stall point's going to make it 3-2, but it's going to be Mazenko, your winner. We're right back here in Greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Count on JD Enterprises for all your water hauling and construction needs. Filling a swimming pool? Got a big construction project? JD Enterprises should be your next call. With their construction and excavation division, Higgins Hauling, JD Enterprises specializes in concrete work, garages, buildings, decks, and general contracting. Offering unmatched trucking and construction services to the tri-state area, the team at JD Enterprises brings over 30 years of experience in the industry. JD Enterprises in Waynesburg, 724-852-4488.
Welcome back. We are at 152 pounds on the championship mat on the upper right part of your screen. 152 pounds, Nick Jones of West Allegheny and Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. They are scoreless with 143 to go in the first period. Third place bout on the bottom right part of your screen. 152 pounds is Ian Buccelli of Bethel Park leading 2-0 over Waynesburg's Daniel Huffman. Bottom left of your screen is the fifth place bout on mat one. Zach Rigotti of Moon taking on Mario Del Rosario of Baldwin. They are scoreless just starting the second period.
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, didn't Buccelli and Huffman wrestle first today?
Was that the fall that he got? Let's see. This is 100.
I think it was the first match.
Yes.
They were pigtails.
Yeah, Huffman pinned him in the third period. Yep.
Yeah, this is the 8-9 seed match.
Yep,
yeah.
It is. It's a rematch.
Yeah, this is a rematch of 8-9.
Yep.
Down there.
Wow.
Okay.
For third place.
For third.
And that was a throw that Huffman wanted on, he got his hips over and got the fall. Was he trailing in that at the time?
I think he was. He was either tied or he was trailing. It was tight, obviously, because it was in third. But
all right. Still scoreless in the final between Jones and Dunlap.
I'll watch that one for you. Go ahead with
Huffman.
Huffman.
All right. Huffman is... He gave up the early takedown, but did get the escape. They did have a stoppage up there, too, right after that takedown. So he's going to take bottom to start the second period. Buccelli will take the top position.
So Buccelli's a freshman, too.
And a nice mat return for Buccelli. Huffman back up with his hips up, quad pod here. Buccelli keeping the legs in. Huffman tries to roll through and does. Wow, nice Granby roll there. Just rolls right out of those legs and gets a reversal. Take a 3-2 lead. Buccelli up and out, and he will tie it with the escape point, 3-3.
No score in the championship match after one period. Nick Jones and Luke Dunlap. Dunlap out of South Fayette. Nick Jones, the top seed from West Allegheny.
Rosario up 3-0 in his fifth place bout over Rigotti on that one. And there's a single leg. Whoa, look at this. It's Huffman leaping out, backflip, and we have an illegal 1 point going to go to Buccelli. You cannot try to jump out of the single leg like that. So 4-3 now in favor of Bocelli.
Colette used to.
He did. Yeah, he did. You know, I don't think it was illegal then, was it?
Probably not.
They didn't know what it was.
They didn't know what it was. That was stupendous. They didn't know what it was. Yeah, that's probably true. They went, what in the world's that?
It's a 4-3 now, Bocelli, after the penalty point awarded.
That's funny.
Yeah. Huffman trying to get in on those ankles, but Bocelli keeping the feet back. They're going to go out of bounds with 54 seconds remaining in the period. Still 1-0 lead now for Nick Jones. He has the 1 point escape in that second period over Dunlap in the finals. Once again, focusing on Washington and Greene County wrestlers. We've got a Greene County wrestler here in the third place bout in Huffman.
Jones leading 1-0 over Dunlap of South Fayette.
Bocelli dives in on the leg, stopped by underhooks by Huffman, and then the headgear comes off for Huffman. So they'll restart with 31 seconds to go in the second period. I believe it's going to be Bocelli's choice in the third. Huffman comes in, gets caught in the front headlock, and Bocelli tries to take him all the way through and shuck him by, but Huffman did a good job to get his hips square as they go out of bounds with 17 seconds remaining in the second period.
He gets himself in some weird situations.
He does, Huffman. Yeah.
So you never know what he's going to do. Well, case in point, the try to flip out of that single leg.
Tom winding down in the second. Looks like Bocelli's going to take the 4-3 lead into the third. He's going to probably take down to start third. Jones still hanging on the 1-0 lead. It'll be Dunlap's choice in the championship out in the third period. Off the whistle, Bocelli up to his feet, and he gets away right away. He has a 2-point lead, 5-3 in the third period.
Got a fall down here for the fifth place match.
And who was that? That is the
Moon got beat.
So Del Rosario is your fifth place winner. And sixth place will be Zach Rigotti of Moon. And Huffman in on the single leg, trying to switch off to a double. Minute 23 to go, rather, but they're going to get a stalemate called on the far side of the mat. This is Dunlap on the bottom to start the third period. He Granby's almost gets away from Jones, and he does. That one's tied at one in the finals. We got blood maybe for Huffman. No, they're gonna go right back at it. Huffman trailing by two here in the third period, a minute 11 to go.
Dunlap Jones tied at one. Championship match at 152. Dunlap's in there.
Huffman tries a drag and got himself caught behind, and now Bocelli going to return to the mat, but an immediate Granby by Huffman. No takedown yet, but it's close.
There it is,
Bocelli, and that's going to be tough to come back from. It's 7-3 now in favor of Bocelli over Huffman with 40 seconds remaining.
You're right, it's going to be tough, but I don't rule it out of this guy. This kid, every time you think that, like, well, that's it, he finds a way of doing something.
I'm going to have to get up to his base here quickly. 26 seconds to go. It's 1-1 Dunlap and Jones. They might be heading to extra wrestling. There's a minute left.
Yeah, I'm watching that.
Stalemate will give a fresh start to Huffman, but he's only got 21 seconds remaining, and he trails by four, and he'll be on the bottom here.
Jones got a single leg on Dunlap. Now Dunlap trying to go back into him a little bit, but now he's got to be careful. He doesn't put himself on his back.
Escape by Huffman at 7-4, 14 seconds to go. And
he's going to try something.
Oh, he does try the throw, but they go out of bounds. 6 seconds to go. We're going to have 5 seconds left on the restart.
If I'm the Bethel Park coach, I'm saying just
run away.
Run around for 5 seconds.
And that's what he's doing. That'll do it. So Huffman is going to take six for Waynesburg. Ian Bocelli, your fifth, or sorry, fourth. Fourth for Huffman. Third for Bocelli of Bethel Park. And Just waiting on the finals here with Nick Jones getting that takedown and an escape. So now 3-2 in favor of Jones with 1 second left. So Jones is going to be your champ there.
Jones. Nick Jones out of West Allegheny. Caution on green. Tried to get in there quick.
And that is it. And we'll be right back here on GreenSports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend from Angelo's Restaurant. Michael Pasalacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 85 years, from classic Italian dishes to new favorites. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
Back here at 160 pounds in the championship bout on mat number two. In the upper right part of your screen is Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley and Keith Minson of Baldwin. They are scoreless with a minute 15 to go in the first period. Third place bout up on the lower right part of your screen, just ending the first period. It's Brock Evans of Waynesburg and Corden McConnell of Bethel Park. They are scoreless after one. The fifth place bout, I'm guessing that must have been a medical forfeit. Let's grab that for you real quick. That is fifth place went to Michael Osefsky of Moon, Kale Nicolella of Trinity in sixth. All right. Okay, so again, we got the finals for you, but we are going to focus on the Greene County wrestler there, Brock Evans. He's got a 1-0 lead in the second period after an escape. Finals and Lawrence and Minson. Brock Evans, that was ultimate tiebreaker he lost to Minson in the semifinals.
Yeah.
Brock Evans, a junior for the Raiders.
Seth Burns out of West Greene finishes eighth at 133 pounds for West Greene. So West Greene has a sixth and an eighth.
And then they have a finalist in Collin
White?
They
got a finalist. I think, yeah, Collin's in the finals.
Of course,
you knew he's got.
Yeah, hey, you got Rune Lawrence.
He's got Rune Lawrence.
Talk about a tough hill to climb.
Yeah, you got Rune, but go ahead.
Here's a single leg by McConnell. He's in deep on that. Evans trying to fight this off and getting in on higher on the knee is McConnell. Trying to elevate that. Evans somehow gets the hips back and fights out of it. Good defense by Brock Evans.
Collins' dad always got.
Is that?
Kerry Collette.
Oh, yeah.
Guess Gary always had Kerry.
Yeah.
Now his son's got Rune.
Well, how old
now,
is
I'm not
Colin,
comparing Rune to Kerry either, but I'm just saying just.
But Colin's got a few more years left, right?
Yeah.
Is he?
Oh, yeah, he's only a sophomore.
That's what I thought. So, yeah. Rune Lawrence is a senior, I believe.
Yeah. So he'll be in pretty good shape.
Is Lawrence going to, is he going to WVU? Is that where he's committed?
I don't know. I don't know where he's headed.
Not sure either. His brother is at Lehigh.
Yeah.
Thane Lawrence, a multiple state champ for Frazier. I think Rune's going for, is he going for four this year?
Yeah.
Join a short list if he can do it.
You're right about that.
Evans, 1-0 lead still after two periods. He managed to get out of that single leg attempt. Now he's on top here trying to ride Corden McConnell of Bethel Park. It's 1-0 Lawrence in the championship match over Minson as they go.
These matches are so big, these third and fourth place, third and fifth place matches. just because the next week, I'm sure they'll be seeding this Monday morning.
Evans tries to tie up that left wrist. He's got the leg laced on the right side. McConnell trying to keep him from lacing the leg. Now he gets up to a quad pod. Evans trying to sag down, and McConnell is going to get out for the one-point escape. We're tied at one with 1:20 to go in the third period. 34 seconds to go in the second period in the championship match. Lawrence still leading 1-0. Lawrence Chartiers Valley trying to be the Colts' first champion here today. And I believe Minson would be Baldwin's first champ?
I think so, today? Yeah.
Where
was Montoya from?
Montoya is
from Mount Lebanon.
Yeah. Islamov was in the finals, but I think he lost, didn't he?
Yeah, he lost. Let me run back through here just to make sure. Baldwin.
I believe we're going to have one of these schools is going to get their first chant today.
Yeah, Kernan out of Bethel Park beat.
Okay.
Estanoff.
Okay.
And. Yep. You're right.
Okay. Underhook here, and now front headlock, kind of a Stanley front headlock for Evans. He got 23 seconds to go. He's trying to go in. Oh, he just gave up a takedown. He got a little carried away there with that front headlock and gives up the late takedown to McDonald. McDonald leading 3-1 with short time left, 10 seconds to go, and he can just hang out there on the side of the mat. Yeah, Evans trying to turn back in. He's going to get one maybe, but that's not going to be enough. And 1 second to go, and it's going to be Cord McConnell taking third over Brock Evans of Waynesburg with fourth place.
Stalling warning called against Lawrence.
That was a rematch of the quarterfinals with McConnell losing the first, and Evans not happy about it. He knows he had a tight match there, and he didn't need to do that with that from his feet. But he'll get another chance next week, but as you mentioned, the seeding will not be as favorable had he taken third.
Now, red's been worn for stalling here. That is Lawrence. Why did that do that?
Single leg attempt by
Tied Lawrence. 1-1. We're under a minute. With mention out of Baldwin, Lawrence of Chartiers Valley. Someone's going to get a champion. Single leg shot there by Minchin. Misses. Now here comes Lawrence. Minchin's back on his haunches a little bit. Better be careful. Better be careful. I'll tell you what. I can't tell where those are. Oh, I can't see. Yeah, that's why. It's not around him.
Yeah, he can't. That right arm is trapped.
Yeah, can't get it up there.
And we're going to get a stalemate with 5 seconds to go. You almost feel like just should have let them continue on with short time there.
Yeah.
No sense in calling a stalemate with 5 seconds, but
let him go. Maybe he can work his way out of it. Well, we're going to go to the Sudden Victory,
yeah. Extra wrestling. Free wrestling for everybody here at 160 pounds.
These guys have been they've been pretty aggressive on their feet, to be honest with you. But there has been a warning for stalling, and that has been against Lawrence. So Lawrence has got to be careful. Single leg shot. Got the single leg to a double by Minchin. He's got Lawrence on his hip a little bit. Can he get his arm out, get up around that head? He gets his arm out. He's going to be – there it is. Got two.
All right. Minson, your champ at 160 pounds, right back here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Back at 172 pounds, finals on map 2 on the upper right part of your screen. Parker Knave of Peters Township, he trails Bodie Morgan of Trinity 2-0 with a minute 16 to go in the opening period. Third place match on the bottom right of your screen on map 3. It is Lashin Islamov of Baldwin leading 2-0 over A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park. They have 14 seconds to go in the first period. Bottom left of your screen on mat number 1, fifth place bout is Braden Collins of Canham Mac leading 2-0 after one period over Cameron Simon of West Allegheny. So we got Washington County wrestlers on mats, two of them on in the finals between Morgan and one of them here in fifth place, Braden Collins. And Bodie Morgan and Collins both with 2-0 leads in their bouts. Morgan got that early takedown. Now he's got a nearside cradle locked up there on Parker Knave. And I'm sure he's a battle. Yeah, he is going to just say that. He takes him over.
There you go.
He has that tight. Oh, but Knave was able to hang on to that leg to get back over. Two near fall coming to Morgan here. 20 seconds to go in the opening period. And Morgan's still trying to hold on to that.
Collins has two. He's got a 2-0 lead. Now we start the second period.
And they do award the 2 near fall after the cradle's broken. So now Morgan trying to tilt real quickly, but he's going to take the 4-0 lead into the second period.
There's a 2-point takedown for Collins. He goes up now by a score of 4-0. Collins out of Cannon McMillan, a 4-0 lead over Simon. Cameron Simon of West Allegheny. Tilt. He's got two more back points coming. It's going to be at least 6.
Morgan leading 4-0 here in the second period. Minute 25 to go.
Collins goes up 6-0. 25 seconds to go, second period for fifth. Up they go, and out of bounds they head.
And out of bounds for Morgan and Knave. That is with a minute 11 to go in the second period. Shot by Morgan. Can't get to the legs of Knave. They square back off center of the mat. Third place battle right now is Islamov of Baldwin leading 4-1 with 40 seconds to go in the second period over A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park. Tomeno on bottom there as they get restarted. Morgan, Bodie Morgan, another takedown. Leads 6-0 here. 35 seconds to go in the second period. Cleaning up some blood for Cameron Simon on mat number 1 for the fifth place bout. Collins has a 6-0 lead. Kennemac after two periods there. The stall warning now on the bottom on Nave. Already trailing 6-0 to Morgan of Trinity. And time winding down in the second period.
Blood time fixed up. Something around the right below the elbow of Simon. He trails 6-0 to Canada McMillan's Braden Collins. Collins leading 6-0.
Up to his feet is Bodie Morgan to start the third period. Trying to break away here. Nave going to cut him loose. And 7-0 lead for Morgan now as he goes right back into a collar tie. Morgan right around behind has another takedown. So he leads now 9-0 over Nave.
Collins gives up one, 6-1. Collins goes down low on a single. He's going to try to keep his legs free, and he does. And he sits slowly, or he moves slowly up. And Simon is holding on around that belly as best he can. Two-point takedown, 8-1, Collins.
And Morgan now 10-0 lead over Nave. Minute to go here in the third period. We've already been hit for stalling a few times. And we got Islamov going to take a three-point lead down there with a minute left in regulation there. And we have stoppage. Looks like Tomato Bethel Park needing some injury time.
I don't know, they're getting pretty excited down there. I know that. There's a crowd forming around that edge. 9 seconds to go. Collins is going to finish fifth at 172 pounds out of Cannon McMillan High School. He'll be the fifth place winner, 8-1 final. 8-1.
And Brody Morgan with a commanding 11-0 lead got another point for stalling on Nave. Next one will be 2 points. Only 26 seconds to go here. Now Morgan still trying to attack. Look for more near fall points here. And down to the last 13 seconds. Nave tries to sit out there, 4 seconds to go, and it's going to be Bodie Morgan, your champion at 172 pounds. Parker Nave, the runner-up, and we still have a minute left up there in the third-place bout. That is A.J. Tomato trailing 8-5 now 10-5 to Lashin Islamov. And we got a stall warning on Islamov, 1 point for Tomato, so it gets 10-6 and now 10-7 with the escape. They got the stall point and the escape. Shooting in is Tomato. They go off the side of the mat with 40 seconds to go.
You guys have been throwing each other around a little bit.
Yeah, they have. As you said, it's kind of an exciting match. It's a single leg drop by Islamov. He's in deep, trying to get over on Tomato. He should have the two, and he does. That makes it 12-7, and he ought to be able to finish this out here. 25 seconds to go. On the bottom right part of your screen on mat number 3, the third place bout. Last bout remaining here, mat 172. And Granby roll there by Tomato. Can't get out. And final seconds wind down. Yes, it is going to be Islamov in third, Tomato in fourth. Right back here in Green Sports on WJPA Sports Network.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment.
Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
All right, welcome back here. We're at 189 pounds. There is no final here at 189. That was a medical forfeit. Jake Stevenson medical forfeiting to Robbie Allison. So Robbie Allison, your champ from Trinity, and Jake Stevenson, your runner-up from Waynesburg. And then on mat number three, which is bottom right of your screen, that's third place bout, Nick Pruchnitsky of Chartiers Valley leading 2-0 with 30 seconds to go in the first period over Caleb Bebout of Peters Township. And bottom left of your screen is mat one. That's the fifth place bout between Beksad Sharifov of Moon and Hunter Getz of Bethel Park. They are scoreless after one. And, yeah, Jake Stevenson in the semifinal bout, he was winning 2-0 when his opponent had, in a mat return, kind of slammed him and landed on his head. And Stevenson shaken up, not able to go. They didn't want to risk it with any kind of head or neck injury. So he won by disqualification in the semis and not going to wrestle here in the finals. So it's always better to be safe than sorry. We did talk to both his dad and grandfather, actually, and they said, yeah, he's doing all right, but yeah, not able to go here this afternoon. We'll hopefully get him get well and back next week. All these guys, and everybody wrestling here this afternoon at this point, is wrestling in the Whipfield tournament next week.
Mm-hmm.
All top six. And then from there, in the Whipfield tournament, was top four go to states.
Right. So top four.
Top four make it to Hershey.
172
We've got Pruchnitsky up 9-1 over Caleb Bebout now on the third place bout down there on mat number three. They're up at their feet, and Getz is up 2-0 in the halfway through the second period here on mat number one in the fifth place bout. And Pruchnitsky kind of having his way. He's in deep on a double leg. Got to be careful here. Oh, geez. They come down hard, but not that hard. Not enough to or anything dramatic. So it's a two-point takedown, makes it 11-1.
Two to nothing in favor of Getz. Bethel Park. Bethel Park seems like they got a nice little team brewing.
Yeah.
Again. Seems like it to me anyways. That's what I've noticed today. Moon, as we mentioned earlier, taking 10 wrestlers next week to the WPLs. They won't have any champions, but they are taking 10. We got a 2-on-1 here wrist from Getz on Sharifov of Moon.
There's a tilt. You got to watch yourself if you're Pruchnitsky. He's leading 17-3, and he gave up a reversal, but he nearly got himself like kind of in a fall position. He got a 12-point lead after the reversal going into the third period. Niski Chartiers Valley. They've got a couple guys going the next week.
Crowd starting to thin out a little bit. It was a good crowd today for these Southern Sectionals. from South Fayette High School. Gets still leading by a score of 2-0. We are in the third period. Both wrestlers on their feet. Now takedown from Getz, and he throws Sheriff off on his back. He's going to get two more back points, or he's going to get back points. He's got a 4-0 lead. He doesn't get the fall. It's 4-0. He's going to get at least three. That makes it 7. 2-point reversals makes it 7-2. Should be 7-2, I think.
Bebout still riding on top of Prichnitsky here in the third period. He is trailing by 12, 17-5, but so far Prichnitsky not able to get out from underneath. Now, as I say that, he does come out the back and gets a reversal. So that makes it 19-5. One more point for a technical fall here for Prichnitsky. And that would wrap up third place for him here at 189 pounds. And up for an escape is Bebout. Makes it 19-6. Prichnitsky trying to get around behind to get this takedown. And he does, and there is your technical fall, 21-6. For Prichnitsky, he is your third place winner. And that is Bebout taking fourth.
Down to 20 seconds. Getz your leader, 7-2. Hunter Getz, the young man out of Bethel Park, is going to pick up the win. 7-2 is the score right now. And that'll do it. 7-2 final. Getz your winner. He is fifth at 189 pounds.
Back here for 215 pounds on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Back here at 215 pounds, championship bout on mat number two. Upper right part of your screen, it's Landon Hartman of Bethel Park and Gino Calgario of Cannon Mack. They are scoreless with minute 13 to go in the first period. Third place bout, bottom right part of your screen on mat three. Tyler Glover of Chartiers Valley taking on Ronan Gibbons of Upper St. Clair. They are scoreless right at the end of the first period. And the fifth place bout, bottom left of your screen on mat one, is Ramir Washington of Moon leading 2-0 over Adam Watson of Trinity currently after one period. So Cannon Mack and Trinity out here, your Washington County wrestlers currently on the mat. Calgaro getting a 2-0 lead after a takedown there recently, so he is on top of Hartman of Bethel Park. Ken and Mack, they've had a couple chants tonight, correct? They had Benny and they have one more maybe, was it?
Maybe not.
Is that the only... No, just the one. Yeah, just the one champ. Benny's the only champ so far. So Calgaro looking to make it number two. Waynesburg without a champ yet. Bethel Park has two champs already. Trinity has four. West Allegheny has two. Peters Township with one. And Baldwin with one. So that's what we got so far.
Watson trailing 3-2 from, speaking of Trinity, he's trailing 3-2 in his fifth place matchup.
It's the bottom left part of your screen. There's a minute 9 to go here in the second quarter there. Tyler Glover now with a 2-0 lead over Ronan Gibbons, a Chartiers Valley wrestler with the lead with 40 seconds to go in the second period. Up and he's trying to get an escape, and now he's up. Wait a minute, that's, yeah, sorry, he was trailing. Ronan Gibbons is up 5-3 now after that escape. Glover, oh, wow, they all, that's dangerous. Those guys always end up, the bigger guys, they end up on another mat. That could be a big collision. But oh, Calgaro with the taking Hartman to his back. Calgaro looking for the fall.
He's got it. He's got him right in the middle, too.
And a lot of time. Minute 37 to go still on the second period clock.
Watson trailing.
He's got it.
Yep, he got it. Watson trailing now. Gives up a takedown to Washington of Moon. Now he trails 6-2.
Calgaro, your champion at 215. That does give Cannon Mack two champs today. I think his nose started bleeding right at the end of that, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got plenty of time to get that cleaned up now. Don't even need blood time for it. And what do we got there? That was
we got a fall for, yeah, for Washington. Ramir Washington picks up the fall over Watson of Trinity here at 215 pounds. And he's the fifth-place winner.
All right, so just the third-place bout now, and that's Chartiers Valley's Tyler Glover trailing 5-3 to Ronan Gibbons out of Upper St. Clair. They are just getting ready to start the third period. And this is Glover on top to start the period.
Coming up next, Tustin.
Tustin, yeah, looking to give Waynesburg their first champ of the night. He'd be their only champ if he can do so, being that's the last weight class. We will recap all the weight classes, all six place winners who will be advancing to next week's WPIL championships at Cannon Mack. We'll recap that after we finish up here today. Been good to work with you, Scott. It's been a while since we
Yeah, really has.
You're usually working.
I'm usually working. That's why.
Like working the other side of it.
Yeah, well, downstairs.
Here's a cradle. With and this is Glover with the cradle locked up tight, and I think he might have just taken the lead there. Did he get all three near falls?
Yeah, he got
them
all.
So he's got a 6-5 lead with a minute left. Gibbons on bottom.
Now you got to keep him down there.
He does.
Yeah, I've been downstairs. Not working wrestling. I don't work wrestling. It was a wash high Friday and Monday this past week.
Okay. Working basketball?
Working basketball for Whipple. And
was Wash High playing or were they just hosting?
They were playing hosting.
Oh. Are they still in – are they in this
– no.
No, they got – okay. Are they in Constellations now or
– no? I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
I mentioned that we did a broadcast from there. I love that old gym at Washington. Mm-hmm. It's just such a cool old
bar.
You know, I mean, it's just classic, but – that would be really cool if they would do the Whipple finals in that gym.
Can't do it, though.
Yeah.
It's not big wide enough.
No, yeah, you're right, because not the concrete, those stands come right up against the court. Yeah.
Yeah, it's and it's like it's like a foot each or like 18 inches narrow.
So Glover able to hang on there for the win. He did ride him out. So Tyler Glover takes third and Ronan Gibbons fifth right back here on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend. From Angelo's Restaurant, Michael Pasalacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 85 years, from classic Italian dishes to new favorites. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
All right, back here, we've got the finals of 285 pounds on mat number two, which is on the upper right part of your screen. Roan Tustin with the takedown early and now an escape. He leads 2-1 over Michael Albert, Upper St. Clair, minute 10 to go in that first period there. Third place bout on the upper or the lower right part of your screen. It's scoreless between Zach Strombuck of Peters Township and Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon, just starting the second period. And the fifth place bout, bottom left of your screen, Cam Dana, West Allegheny, taking a 1-0 lead right now over Michael Gibson of Bethel Park, just starting the second period there.
Tustin with a quick takedown in that match. And then, like, tried to muscle him over, went way out in front and tried to turn him in a little half, and then got a little careless with it and gave up the one. But he's got a 2-1 lead on Michael Albert from Upper St. Clair. The Albert kid's a big kid, too.
Yes.
Look at him. He's probably looking at Tustin and goes, man, these guys both look like they're pretty strong.
Yeah, he does. Like, Tustin, we know, is strong. Yeah, but you're right.
That kid,
Albert's got some size, and he's put together well. Yeah,
he's up there.
And that's the end of the first period. Tustin with a 2-1 lead.
Choice to Albert. He will go down. He's trailing 2-1.
I think Waynesburg coaches want Roan to ride him a little bit.
Yeah. He wanted to let just go straight to neutral.
No, I mean, it's a good idea. I mean, especially these upper, you want to make these guys work to get out from underneath and spend some energy, which didn't take him much there. He's out and ties it up 2-2.
13 seconds, huh?
I didn't see that. I was busy with this stuff over here. I didn't see the takedown. It was touchdown. It was a leg shot.
Uh-huh.
All right.
He's powered into him. So he's got it. Now it's tied 2-2. Somewhere down the line, Albert's going to have to take him down because I just can't see Tustin, like, tiring out. He seems like he's got a lot of energy.
Well, he got in on the leg there, but backed right back out of it. He is giving up some size here, so you've got to do one of two things. You do what he did and you escape right away, or you got to power through because
right.
You get cut underneath, and that's going to be advantage Albert every time.
Yeah.
He's down to 45 seconds to go. It'll be Tustin's choice in the third period.
Lloyd leading 2-0 over Skromik. That's the third place match. 2-0 in that one.
Single leg shot by Tustin. Reshot on the counter by Albert.
I'm just kind of wondering if. See how Tustin reacts down here on the bottom.
7 seconds to go. Going to be third period here with this choice. And what, we got a final down here on fifth place. Looks like, do we get a fall?
Let's get a fall.
All right, so that looks like the West Allegheny.
404.
Yes, sir. Dana is the fifth place winner. Cam Dana, fifth. And that would be Gibson, sixth for Bethel Park. Oh, and rolling through there is Tustin trying to come out the back door. He's going to get the reversal right off the bat. Takes
that's a good one. That's a big point there.
Now he's got to try to mat return.
Let cut him. Just cut him.
Oh, and he did, but he cut him and let him right back in on the leg. Now he's going to try to get with an underhook, and he does. Oh, nice ankle pick. Can he get through it? Wow, powering through. He's going to run out of real estate. They go out of bounds. The 4-3 lead for Tustin. Minute 39 to go in the third period. Love to use that underhook right away, but good defense by Albert to
caution against Tustin. I didn't think the referee was going to call it there for a second.
Lloyd is your winner on the far mat for third place.
Yep.
And Stromach takes fourth. 2-0 the final there. Down to the last bout. And Tustin of Waynesburg. Snap down by Albert. Minute 8 to go. I don't think anybody's been warned for stalling here. Snap down by Tustin. Can he get around behind? Trying to, but right near the edge of the mat. Oh, watch out here. Over under tie-ups. And a single leg by Albert. Still trying to tie up with upper body. And he tries to throw. Tustin trying to keep his hips on top. And Albert all the way through. Now they square up. 45 seconds to go. A lot of action there.
That was close.
45 to go. A 4-3 lead for Tustin. And
That was close.
Well, now he gets around behind quickly. That's the speed there for Tustin. And he's going to get a 3-point lead now with 30 seconds to go over Albert. Man, that could have gone either way.
Yeah, that could have gone.
Up to his feet is Albert now. Tustin with 14 seconds to go. He's going to cut him. It's a 2-point match with 10 seconds to go. 1-6-4 now. Tustin just kind of hanging out there with the underhooks. Got to keep his hips back a little bit. 3, and Roan Tustin is going to win the section championship for Waynesburg. Michael Albert, second for Upper St. Clair. We're right back here to wrap things up on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with sign-ups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
All right, back here at South Fayette, and we're going to run through the weight classes here. The sixth place winners that will head to the Whippeel tournament next week at each weight class, 107 pounds. We've got sixth place going to Mike Shobe of Baldwin, fifth to Mickey Horn of Trinity, fourth to Cade Stern of West Allegheny, third, Bryce Thomas of Moon, your runner-up, Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon, and your champion, Nicholas McGarity of Peters Township, 114 pounds. Sixth place goes to Jason Alex of Baldwin, fifth to Floyd Huff of Waynesburg, fourth to Jake Wright of Trinity, third, Brock Dennison of South Fayette, your runner-up, Ahiro Montoya of Mount Lebanon, and your champion, Caden Harbert of West Allegheny, 121 pounds. Sixth place, Isaac Myers of Peters Township, fifth to Colton Fisher of Bethel Park, fourth, Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon, third to Cale Yannick of Moon, second to Collier Hartman of Cannon Mac, and your champion, Dom Canale of Trinity. 127 pounds. Sixth place goes to Seth Miller of Bethel Park, fifth to Johnny Baiano of South Fayette, fourth to A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny, third to Owen Klodowski of Baldwin, and your runner-up was Kai Sheptik of Waynesburg, the champion at 127, Andrew Binney of Cannon Mac. Up to 133 pounds, sixth place to Luke Rush of Waynesburg, fifth to Joey Maritato of Moon, fourth place to Logan Slovic of West Allegheny, third place to Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley, the runner-up was Ramil Islamov of Baldwin, the champion Mason Kernan of Bethel Park. Over to 139 pounds, sixth place to Elijah Thomas of Moon, fifth to Aiden Stout of Bethel Park, fourth to Peter Leventis of South Fayette, third place A.J. McGarity of Peters Township. The runner-up was Ryder Joseph of Cannon McMillan and the champion Blake Reiner of Trinity. 145 pounds, sixth place to Chris Sabrone of Peters Township, fifth to Talon Mazenko of South Fayette. Third place to Cole Gibbons of Mount fourth place to Liam Costa of Moon. Third to Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon. The runner-up was T.J. Allison of Trinity. The champion, Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park. 152 pounds, sixth place to Zach Rigotti of Moon. Fifth place to Mario Del Rosario of Baldwin. Fourth place to Daniel Huffman of Waynesburg. Third to Ian Buccelli of Bethel Park. The runner-up was Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. The champion, Nick Jones of West Allegheny. 160 pounds, Cale Nicolella. Took sixth, fifth place to Michael, Nick Lell's out of Trinity, by the way, fifth place to Michael Olszewski of Moon, fourth place to Brock Evans of Waynesburg, third place to Corden McDonald of Bethel Park, the runner-up was Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley, the champion, Keith Minson of Baldwin. Up to 172 pounds, sixth place to Cameron Simon of West Allegheny, fifth place to Braden Collins of Cannon Mack, fourth place to A.J. Tomeno of Bethel Park, third place to Lashine Islamov of Baldwin. The runner-up was Parker Knave of Peters Township and the champion Bodie Morgan of Trinity. 189 pounds, sixth place goes to Beksad Sharifov of Moon, fifth to Hunter Getz of Bethel Park, fourth to Caleb Bebout of Peters Township, third to Nick Prichnitsky of Chartiers Valley, second place, Jake Stevenson of Waynesburg. Robbie Allison was the champion at 189 pounds. 215 pounds, sixth place to Adam Watson of Trinity. Fifth to Ramir Washington of Moon. Fourth to Ronan Gibbons, Upper St. Clair. Third place to Tyler Glover of Chartiers Valley. The runner-up was Landon Hartman of Bethel Park. And the champion, Gino Calgaro of Cannon McMillan. And last but not least, 285 pounds, sixth place goes to Michael Gibson of Bethel Park. Fifth to Cam Dana of West Allegheny. Fourth to Zach Stromach of Peters Township. Third to Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon. Runner-up was Michael Albert, Upper St. Clair. And your champion, Roan Tustin of Waynesburg. There you have it.
Nice job.
Thank you, sir.
I tell you what, it's a good tournament. Some surprises along the way, too. I think everyone really had, I don't know if anyone really had a bad tournament, to be honest with you.
No, it was pretty solid. A few surprises, as you mentioned.
Yeah, but not many.
Yeah.
Not many surprises at all. It kind of went according to Hoyle.
Not a lot of blowouts either. Like,
no.
Sometimes a section tournament can, you have a couple weight classes where one guy's just head and shoulders. Blake Greener was the one that kind of stood out that you're trying to think that they haven't, do they announce us the outstanding wrestler? I think they do.
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
They don't? Okay. Well, they do. Nope. Well, they're giving the heavyweight medals out now. That's down there on the far side of the gym. So maybe we'll wrap things up here. And
thank you, sir.
Thank you, Scott.
All right.
Yeah, so we want to thank our sponsors, Royal Ivy Rentals. When planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. McCracken Pharmacy. Your hometown pharmacy in Waynesburg. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Waynesburg University, come grow with us at Waynesburg University. JD Enterprises, they haul what you can't. 10 Mile, experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor since 2007. And Iron Synergy, taking pride in helping create tomorrow's energy today. First Federal Savings and Loan in Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania wrestling for over 50 years. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Angelo's Restaurant, celebrating family and tradition for 85 years, North Franklin Drive in Washington. And Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington and on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years. For Scott Moore, I'm Rusty Pettit saying thank you so much for tuning into this production of Greensports.net alongside WJPA Sports Network. Stay tuned for all the upcoming broadcasts of postseason, not just wrestling, but basketball as well in the coming weeks. And we'll see you next time, folks.